Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
Today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Matthew Kirchke, who is Managing Director of Telstra Ventures, who I've known for quite a few years from being involved in the Global Corporate Venturing Summits and Symposiums. So, Matthew, great to have you on the line.
Thank you for having me.
Good. So, Matthew, can you kick off giving us a brief introduction to yourself, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, I've been working with emerging technology companies pretty much my whole life. I started my career sort of, you know, building software and hardware systems at Fujitsu, then went to business school, completed an MBA, and then started in the venture industry in 1998 at Macquarie Bank, which was just starting to raise a fund. So I had the opportunity to invest through the dot-com days, which was, you know, amazing. You know, we had some spectacular successes and some spectacular failures, but, you know, you sort of learn a lot from that. Absolutely. I then joined Deutsche Bank Capital Partners, where we managed a $2 billion private equity portfolio. And then in 2006, had the opportunity to complete a buyout of the Australian venture capital portfolio, which resulted in a boutique venture capital firm called Exceed Capital, where I was the founder and majority shareholder. I then joined Telstra in late 2011 as it was just being launched. So I've just had an amazing privilege, you know, to have worked with, you know, over 70 global venture capital-backed companies, many of which have, you know, achieved successful acquisitions and IPOs.
Excellent. So a great breadth and depth of experience there in the corporate and the sort of VC world. So could you give us a brief introduction then to your fund and you know, the relationship with Telstra?
Absolutely. So Telstra Ventures is a 100% owned subsidiary of Telstra. Telstra is Australia's largest telecommunications and information services company with a market cap of about $60 billion. And Telstra Ventures was established about 4.5 years ago. Our mission is to serve Telstra's customers and business units by investing in market-leading high-growth companies. And we're basically looking for world-class innovation across a number of thematic areas which are strategically relevant to Telstra and Telstra's customers.
Good. And your fund, is it one that comes from a budget or is it a separate entity, sort of GPLP type structure?
So while Telstra Ventures is a separate company, we are essentially investing on Telstra's balance sheet. Our investment decisions are made by the board of Telstra Ventures, which consists of myself and another managing director of Telstra Ventures and a couple of group executives of Telstra. So the reason why we ended up with that structure was basically because we wanted to create some separation from our parent company, but we also wanted to provide Telstra Ventures with the flexibility that it needs to operate.
All right, great. Great overview of the structure there. Thank you. Could you give an indication of the size and the plan for your investments?
Yeah, absolutely. So far, we've invested about $300 million in 34 companies around the world, of which 17 are in the US, about 10 in Australia and 7 in Asia. And we've actually reviewed well over 4,000 investment opportunities now since we started. So last year, we considered 1,284 companies, which resulted in 11 investments. And our investment strategy consists of both leading investments and also following other people's rounds. Slightly over half of our portfolio consists of investments where we led the deals. And usually then we also join the board of directors of our portfolio companies. But we also are a very big believer in co-investing with other like-minded venture capital investors and corporate investors.
Right. So a large amount of deal flow there to get insights into what's happening in the marketplace regarding technologies and business models. So where are you sort of seeing, what sort of technologies and business models are you seeing for the opportunity or for your business and threats to your sector?
Yeah, look, the telecommunications industry is obviously going through some very significant changes. So innovation and disruption is coming pretty much from every direction. So large corporations like Telstra are investing in emerging companies to really learn and adapt. So some of the key technologies that we're particularly interested in include obviously anything around cloud, you know, applications, next generation infrastructure, content delivery, you know, unified communications, video, ad tech, cybersecurity. I mean, those are all very key areas, but we're also very interested in broader areas such as IoT and APIs, big data, artificial intelligence, drones, fintech, and we've also invested in some healthcare IT companies.
Great. So we had a great overview of the sort of purpose and process that you're using, but people are so central to corporate venturing. Could you give us an introduction to sort of some of the team members and you know, how they engage with the core business and outside?
Yeah, absolutely. So Telstra Ventures is a small team. So there's about 17 full-time people, of which there are 10 investment professionals. In addition, we've got access to many great resources in Telstra, such as legal and other support functions. Okay. One of the things that was interesting that Telstra made a decision very early on, which I think was a very wise decision, to establish the team at Ventures to consist of some people who really understood venture capital investment, but also some people who really understood Telstra. So our team, therefore, consists of a number of people who were recruited externally, you know, such as myself, with a lot of investment experience, but also a number of very successful Telstra executives who've built and, you know, managed, you know, very sizable businesses within Telstra. Our team is located in Silicon Valley, Australia and China, but we all travel very extensively to where the deals are. And the way that I guess we are structured from a sort of, you know, remuneration point of view is that, you know, we have our comp tied to a mix of business performance metrics, but also the returns of the investment portfolio.
Excellent. Great. Now, great point there. I think in organizations need to understand that balancing external and internal capabilities and networks and that as well. It varies between organizations, but certainly organizations need to consider that when they're doing their corporate venturing, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you work with people within the core business? You've touched on it partly within, in terms of how your fund is set up regarding your governance, but how do you work with them in validating investments, connecting the investment portfolio with the business units and the IT, et cetera?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. So Telstra has a very strong investment philosophy that, you know, when we use Telstra shareholder funds, we have to leverage Telstra's assets. So we therefore, you know, have a business unit sponsor for our investments. And the scope of that sponsorship can really be quite broad, but it's also very specific to the kind of deal and also the stage of the company. So as part of our due diligence process, we usually involve the sponsoring business units extensively to validate the technology and also, you know, the commercial opportunity. And, you know, a compelling model of working with the business unit is where basically Telstra can be a user of our portfolio company's product in its own right, but it can also act as a distribution channel for the product, you know, into Telstra's customer base. Mm-hmm. And when that works, that can be extremely powerful. So just as an example, across the portfolio, Telstra's generated over $100 million of revenue for our portfolio companies along this model.
Great. So that's worked very well for the investing firms and for Telstra. Yeah. So I understand you've got a track record and doing investments and partnerships in China, which I've been particularly interested in, and we ran an academy just last month in Shanghai. What's your view on the sort of technology and business environment in China now?
Yeah, so look, Telstra has been an investor in China actually for many years and long before Telstra Ventures was even established. And an example of a very successful investment for Telstra in China is a company called Autohome, which is China's largest, you know, online automotive site. In addition to that, I mean, Telstra Ventures has made two investments in China in the last year. And we're actually very excited about the opportunity in China. So the entrepreneurship in China has really, you know, meant that the country has become the second largest venture capital investment market in the world. And in many cases is increasingly competing directly with the United States as the world's, you know, leading sort of center of innovation and technology. One of our investments that we recently announced is a company called Clupin, which is a leading provider of Chinese communications APIs that enables developers to easily integrate messaging functions, video and voice calls in their applications. Mm-hmm. So this is a space that's growing incredibly quickly. And basically the API and OTT sectors in China are really working very well because the complex nature of the telecommunications infrastructure in China across all the different provinces and all the different local policies, you know, really enable Clupin to, you know, really allow Clupin to provide all of the different application developers a simplified communication capability.
Mm, excellent. Some great examples there of the technologies and certainly what I've been seeing that that I think some of the business models and technology are leapfrogging some of the traditional stuff that we might be doing here in the in the West, or in developed countries, or whatever else you want to call it. But certainly China, and what we saw in Shanghai last week with last month with, you know, what WeChat are doing, what Tencent are doing, and sort of stuff like that is phenomenal. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good. So, you know, building new technologies, building new business models, and what I describe as innovative new value chains is a challenge for the core business. Have you got some examples within Telstra where you're seeing, you know, technology and new value chains in health or automotive or home or sort of stuff like that are changing within the business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like most, you know, players in the telecommunications company, industry, you know, Telstra's core business has changed very dramatically from providing, you know, fixed line telephony, you know, over the last 100 years. So Telstra, you know, is really embracing new technology and actually has quite a strong track record of doing that. For example, Telstra operated the first 4G mobile network in the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Telstra Ventures is really trying to achieve is to source a whole lot of new technologies and innovation and business models for Telstra. So, for example, given the significant shift away from voice calls to mobile and mobile data, the billing systems are no longer suitable. So one of our investments is a company called Matrix, which offers a next-generation real-time billing platform, which is now being used by Telstra to provide, you know, customer service for Telstra's mobile customers. And another example is a company that we've invested in called Cohere Technologies, which is, you know, developing a 5G mobile phone standard. And the Cohere team is working very closely with, you know, Telstra and our network engineering team to really provide some better insights into 5G, you know, the process and also how that technology is evolving.
Mm-hmm. Great. No, good examples on that there, and seeing how, you know, the core business strategy and models are having to change. Thanks for that. So how do you measure from a Telstra and from your fund perspective your financial and strategic sort of performance?
Look, it's very simple for us. I mean, we're basically measured on, you know, the amount of deal flow, you know, that we source and generate. Obviously, the amount of capital that we deploy in new investments. Obviously, the investment returns off the portfolio. But we also monitor, you know, operational cost and, importantly, the strategic synergy revenue, which is captured through Telstra and our portfolio companies that I described earlier.
Right. Excellent. Great. Thanks, Matthew. We've seen some great examples there of the overview of your fund and examples from different companies that you've invested in. What do you manage to do when you're not venturing and traveling across your portfolio there? You live in Australia. I lived there for a year and really enjoyed my time around Sydney. What do you do to relax?
Look, I have a real passion for boating and yachts. I mean, as you probably know, Sydney has an amazing coastline and harbour and some amazing waterways in its national parks. So, I mean, I love spending time on the water, you know, with my family and just relaxing.
Oh, I'm envious. When I was in Sydney, I ended up being a Sea Scout leader for a year with a scout hall on the harbour there at near Taronga Zoo. So yeah, I really loved that as well. So I can see why you're into that.
But I know exactly where you're talking about, and yes, that's a very beautiful spot.
It is, yeah. So, Matthew, really appreciate your time. Really appreciate the insights from Telstra Ventures, and I look forward to seeing you at one of the future sort of GCV symposiums or summits.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you.